Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're finishing up our discussion on dealing with fear and worry in our lives to help us learn how to walk in victory in the hardships and difficulties of life in this sin-cursed earth. We've covered tons of ground. I'd like to repeat everything that I've said so far, but it's Friday, so we need to get right to this. We're not talking about denying that you're afraid. We're not talking about denying that something worrisome has come into your life. We're talking about learning to look past what you see and feel in the moment to Almighty God, perfectly present, loving and reigning, and upholding all things by the word of his power. We're talking about changing the way you view reality. There's more to your situation than just what you see. There's more to your situation than just what you feel. You and I need to learn how to focus our attention on what God says in his written word. And instead of talking about what we see and feel, we need to begin to talk about what God says about our situation. So much we could say. We gave the example yesterday when Jesus was at Jairus' house to pray for his little daughter who had died. He said, "She's not dead, she's sleeping." Jesus wasn't denying the problem. He knew she was dead. I don't have time to read it, but you can go and see that's clear. He was looking past what he could see to reality as it truly is. He saw that as a temporary situation subject to change by the power of God, and he administered the power of God, and that little gal was raised up. That's what we're talking about. Whatever you're looking at, it's temporary and subject to change by the power of God. You might say, "I got my leg cut off in a car accident." And I would say, "That's horrific." But I would say, one, it's not bigger than God, and two, it's temporary. You may get a creative miracle and get your leg back in this life. I hope you do. But you may not. But still, it's temporary, because in the life to come, you'll have your leg back. And on the new earth, when you're reunited with your resurrected body, it won't be missing a leg. You'll have that leg back, and you'll run and jump and leap. Either way, it's a win-win situation. So much we could say. We left off yesterday making the point that many have reduced faith in God and his presence and power to a formula. Just say the right thing. Say the right words the right number of times, and everything will be okay. I've had people, I deal with a lot of people, and this is very common amongst people. I've had people, you know, I'll ask them, "How's it going?" And they'll say to me, "Do you want the church version?" Meaning, they're going to make all the right confessions in their answer. Or, "Do you want the real story?" Meaning they're going to tell me what's really going on according to what they see and what they feel. But see, that's just a gimmick, and that's why it doesn't work for people. Your view of reality has to change so that you're speaking out of reality as it truly is according to God. The remedy for fear and worry is changing your view of reality, your perspective, the way you see things, so that you see them as they really are according to God, and then speak out of that. Nobody has to tell you what to say or what not to say or how many times to confess it. It's how you see your situation. Let me give you an example. Daniel chapter 3. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but you may recall three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were Hebrew young men who were taken captive from the land of Canaan to Babylon. And they were trained in the royal court to have government positions. Lot we're leaving out here, but King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had built this golden statue of himself and was requiring everybody in the kingdom to bow down and worship this statue. And the penalty for not doing it was you would be thrown alive into this hot, fiery furnace. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to do it. And they had plenty to fear when they faced being thrown into this fiery furnace. But an accurate view of reality gave them peace in the midst of a horrific situation. Let me just read. Okay. Just verse 17. "If it be so, King Nebuchadnezzar, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. See, what did they do? They put their attention on God. They put their focus on God's presence, power, and protection, and they declared, God will deliver us. God will deliver us. But notice also how they dealt with the potential to be very afraid. You know, I'm human just like you are, and when something fearsome comes up, and you try to put your focus on God, there is this nagging thought of what if it doesn't work, which creates more fear. Can you relate to that? I'm sure you can. Let me tell you how I've learned to deal with that, and I got it from this incident right here. When something fearful comes my way, I look at the worst thing that can happen. If it doesn't work, if it all goes flat, what's the worst thing that can happen here? Now, many people are afraid to do that because, ooh, that's a bad confession. No, here, I look at the worst thing that could happen, and then I ask myself, is this bigger than God? Guess what? I have never yet encountered anything bigger than God, and I never will. That's how I deal with that fear. If the worst case scenario happens, it's not bigger than God. See, their attitude was, God will deliver us from this fiery furnace. And you know what? If he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to this idol. Now, ooh, that's a bad confession. That is not a bad confession. They knew that they would be delivered from that fiery furnace one way or the other. They'd either get out of it alive back into this life, or they'd get out of it alive into the presence of God, their little bodies burned to cinders, but they also knew that there is coming a day of resurrection of the body. Their bodies would be resurrected, and they would be reunited with them to live on this earth, recreated and made new and cleansed of all sin, corruption, and death. Now, how did they know that? Well, I don't have time to show you, but a fourth Hebrew prince was in this court as well. He didn't go into the fiery furnace, but you know who he is. His name is Daniel. And he was given tremendous revelation about the life to come, that there'll be resurrection of the dead, and that we will all live on a renewed, recreated earth. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked at the worst case scenario. What if we don't get out of this? Hey, it's a temporary situation, subject to change by the power of God. Now, the end result, this is a marvelous account here, the end result was that God, who was perfectly present with them before they went into the fiery furnace, manifested himself in the fiery furnace. Remember that? The people that threw him in, and the king looked in, and they could see four men, one like the Son of God, walking with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. They cranked up the heat as high as it could go, but still, those three guys came out and they didn't even smell of smoke. What's my point? The point is, you have to be willing to look at the worst thing that could happen and say, it's not bigger than God. He'll get me through this until he gets me out. They saw the end result here was that God, who was perfectly present with them in the fiery furnace, got them through until he got them out. Now, most of the time, God does not take away our fears and worries. He doesn't take away the thing that's causing us fear or worry. Most of the time. Sometimes he does, but most of the time. Because see, there's stuff in this sin-cursed earth that's here. And it's not going to change till Jesus comes back. And a lot of it's scary. What God does for us is he gives us reasons why we do not need to fear or worry. It's then up to us to deal with our worries and our fears with his word. Let me revisit a passage in these closing minutes that we started with a couple weeks ago, Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, be careful for nothing. That's the King James language for don't worry. Don't worry. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We could do an entire lesson on these passages here, but let me consider some thoughts as we close. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. Careful here is the same word Jesus used in Matthew 6 when he talked about not worrying. The birds eat and the flowers are dressed and your Father cares for you. This word here means to have divided attention, to be distracted. When worry is stimulated by what you see. When worry is stimulated by what you keep, When worry is stimulated, your focus is off of God and his present protection and provision. Put your focus back on God. Entertain no worry. Let no care trouble you. Put your focus back on what God says. You don't deny what you feel. You don't deny what you see. You get your focus back on God. Verse 6, let your request be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Recognize that there's more to reality than what you see and feel in this moment. Acknowledge God and put your focus on him as the source of your help. Thank him before you see his help because you know he's faithful. Verse 7 says, God's peace, which is the opposite of worry and anxiety, will be activated in you. You know what? God's not upset about anything tonight. He's not afraid of anything. This didn't take him by surprise. Whatever you're looking at, he sees a way to use it for good, and he will get you through until he gets you out. He knows the end result. It will bring you good and him glory. If you put your focus on his word, the peace that comes from God will fill your hearts and minds. God's peace isn't based on sight or reasoning. It passes understanding. It passes what you see and what you can reason, and it will guard and keep your heart and mind. Peace is freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts and emotions. Think on these things. The Greek word here means to take inventory, to estimate. You must learn to assess your situation in terms of what God says. One translation here says, let these be the arguments of your thoughts. Those thoughts you entertain have to pass this test. They have to be true, honest, just, lovely, pure, of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. Only God's word meets all of that criteria. It may be true that you're looking at a fearful situation, but if you're entertaining thoughts of how big it is and how small and helpless you are without bringing God's word into the discussion, that's an evil report. You need to put your focus on God. Refuse to fear. Refuse to worry. More next week.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.